Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God bless everybody. I'm your host of OPP, Corey Cambridge. And before we get started with this amazing episode, I want to tell you about my other show, Silent Giants. Silent Giants is a podcast that highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. Ever wondered who made the MTV logo? Did you know the person who wrote Earth, Wind & Fire's hit song September also wrote the theme song for the hit 90s TV show Friends? On Silent Giants, we learn more about these amazing people and dig deep to learn more about their most famous works. Be sure to check out Silent Giants on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Now, let me introduce you to our special guest of OPP.
Hi, I'm Heather Monahan. I am the host of Creating Confidence Podcast, but right now you're here with me on OPP.
God bless everybody and welcome back to another episode of OPP, Other People's Podcast highlights America's top podcasters and the dope shows they created. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Our special guest this episode is Heather Monahan, host of the amazing podcast, Creating Confidence. Looking to take your life to the next level? Each week, Heather sits down with you to share techniques and strategies to create your own confidence, pursue your own dreams, and leapfrog the villains you'll meet along the way. In this interview, we're going to learn more about Heather. She explains how she found her inner confidence. We get her podcaster's picks. And of course, we get into her dope show, Creating Confidence. Now, let me introduce you to Heather Monahan. Yo, Heather, what's up?
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good in quarantine.
Yeah, how was quarantine life? How's that going for you right now?
Well, I'm quarantined with my 12-year-old son, and he luckily is he's a lot of fun, so it's going okay.
I'm assuming you're doing homeschooling as well?
Yes. Yeah, that's unique, but he has Zoom capability with his school, so it's actually a great social engagement piece for him during the day to keep some sense of, you know, regular routine. And then my job is just to check his homework and make sure he's staying on the Zoom calls the entire time and, you know, just kind of overseeing it. So it's been pretty good.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So for my audience who's getting to know you for the first time, Heather, tell me the story of how you got to where you are today.
So I was in corporate America for 25 years. I was a chief revenue officer responsible for hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of employees. And I had just been named one of the most influential women in radio. And a month later, I got fired when the CEO that I had worked for 14 years became ill and he advanced his daughter to replace him. So I took that opportunity to reinvent myself, and I wrote and self-published my first book, Confidence Creator, which trumped Trump for number one in business biographies on Amazon the first week it came out. Then I Googled, how do you promote a book? And it said to speak. And I had been speaking for years in corporate America, but I didn't know that there was an entire business model around the speaking business. So I started pitching myself for speaking engagements, and I ended up getting picked up by GDA speakers, APB speakers, and a number of different speaker bureaus. And that became my primary business model. And while I was doing that, someone said to me, you should be a guest on podcasts and tell your story. It will help your book sales and your speaking engagements. So I became a guest on different podcasts and ended up on the Lady Gang in Los Angeles. And the next thing you know, I had a show offered to me, Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan. And since that launch, I just got a book deal for my second book. It's called Leapfrogging Villains. Harper Collins Leadership just signed me. And that'll be coming out next year.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So I want to take it back to when you left your corporate gig. And where did you get the confidence to leave that job? I always tell folks, you know, I always have folks who leave their hometown or leave their comfort zone. There's a stat that says 81% of Americans never leave within 18 miles of their mother. And what that shows is that people stay in their little bubbles or what they know. How do you even get the confidence to, you know, want to leave and make that move out of corporate life?
Well, I was shoved out. I got fired. So that decision was made for me. And because I was a chief revenue officer, I had signed a non-compete non-solicitation for 18 months. So in order for me to take that role, I had given away the opportunity for me to go to a different company within that industry that I had my expertise and, you know, 25 plus years experience in. So it made it, I don't want to say it made it easy, but I just realized when I got fired, my only choice right now is either to go to work for myself or to start over as a rookie in a new industry that I know nothing about and work for somebody else. If I'm going to roll the dice, I might as well roll the dice on me.
And, you know, I have a question for you based around the times that we're living in. You know, obviously with COVID-19 and a lot of people are losing their jobs, it's a very, very scary time, which is you know, having lost your job in the corporate world a while ago. Do you have any advice for people who are going through a period of transition where they, you know, they lost their job unexpectedly? And because one thing about a job is that gives you a lot of identity, right? Like it allows you to, you have a job title, you have a salary, it gives you a lot of security. Do you have any advice for people who are getting bad news about leaving their employment right now?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're in good company because I Googled who's been fired and Oprah was fired and Mark Cuban and J.K. Rowling, some of the most successful people in the country were fired first in order to pivot and reinvent themselves. And, you know, even though you don't think it's a blessing in the moment, just know that in the future you will, but it's all about the action steps that you take now. One of the things I recommend to people is post on social media that you got fired. If people don't know you're available, they're not going to reach out to see how they can help you. And that's one of the things that I did. I posted, I've just been fired and I'm devastated. And that post went viral and I had so many opportunities as a result of that post. So definitely let people know your situation and be transparent about it so people can support you and try to help you find new opportunities. Another thing is that, you know, no matter whether you're self-employed or you work for a company, that whole concept of being fired right now is more ubiquitous, meaning if you were a professional speaker like I was and you were speaking at events, you've been fired from that job, right? Because COVID-19 doesn't allow us to have events anymore. So no matter who you are, unless you had an established online business, you're probably being forced with pivoting and coming up with a new concept. Really what everyone needs to do right now, whether you're quote unquote fired or you're an entrepreneur or whatever, is you need to relook at what your unique value proposition is. What are your skills and traits that make you of value? How can you bring value to the world, even if it wasn't what you were doing before, but what's unique about you, special about you that you can get paid for? And then how can you change the way that you deliver it to find a way to deliver it online? So, for example, one of the ways for me that I've pivoted my business is I'm not able to do speaking engagements in person anymore. So now I'm doing virtual speaking engagements. However, it's a lower fee because you're not there. You're not flying out to be with the team. So it's a, you know, I've had to reduce my rate, but I'm making a pivot so that I still can market myself and drive revenue that way. Another thing that I'm doing that I never thought I would do is I just launched my first coaching program, which is one-on-one coaching with me on Zoom, because essentially it's like being at a speaking engagement, but you're just doing it for individuals. So these are different ways to take my talents and skill sets and apply them to an online world and still market myself and drive revenue. And so whether you've been fired or you're just stuck at home with COVID and you have to find a way to make money, it's really about tapping into what that service is that you provide, what that expertise is, how can you package it up, market it, and drive it through this new platform.
And what did you learn from yourself from getting let go from your employer, you know, to striking out on your own? What did you learn about yourself internally that you didn't know that you had inside?
I had the potential to do this all along, and I just didn't know that. I was so seemingly successful in corporate America that I never thought to take a chance and walk away and start over. That sounds scary and doesn't sound guaranteed. So what I realize now is I wish I had left that comfortable corporate America world 10 years ago, because then I'd be 10 years further down the road right now as an entrepreneur, which would have been really fantastic. So, you know, what I say to people that I share my experience about is, just because you seem successful, if you really don't feel successful, if you don't really feel like you're growing, like you're expanding at the rate that you have the potential to have, which I always felt, I don't know, I feel like I could do more. really, until you just get out on that ledge and jump, you're never going to find out what's within you. And for me, even though this has been very hard and the past 2 years have been very scary and very tumultuous, I've grown more and learned more in the last 2 years than I did in the last 10 in corporate America.
Well, your podcast is called Creating Confidence, but, you know, which made me look within myself and say, like, where did my confidence come from? But for yourself, you know, where did your confidence originate from? Or was it something you had to develop and build over time?
Yeah, it was something I had to develop. I was not born a confident kid, and I didn't really have anyone directing or guiding me around how it was potentially possible to become confident. So for me, I just, you know, I assume some people were born confident and others weren't. And the more I would hide that from people, the more insecure I became. And that really was a detriment to who I was as a person, you know, throughout my young adult life. And it took me truly getting fired to understand what real confidence is about, because there's a million different things that can happen to you in the world, you know, these outside factors like COVID-19 that we can't control. But when you're truly confident, it doesn't shake you. Yeah, I was nervous when the coronavirus was announced, but I thought to myself immediately of the day I got fired. And I thought, okay, everything's changing right now. It's scary. I don't know what's happening. But just because something is unknown doesn't mean it's going to be negative. There's as much opportunity out there in the world for positive and hopeful things to happen as there are for awful ones to happen. So I choose to see things from a positive perspective. And I know that I've created a blueprint on how to develop confidence in any moment. It's actually in my book, Confidence Creator, that once I have that, you've really made yourself bulletproof that you can rebuild your confidence in any situation.
You know, I'm not a parent now in my life. I hope to be a parent one day. So I'm asking this question for the future parent that I'm going to be. But how do you create confidence with your child, you know, instilling confidence in them? How do you do that?
Yeah, one of the most important things is the role model that you are, because so often we might tell our children, go read and you should read more. But if we never read, they never see us reading. Are they really going to pick that habit up? Probably not. Well, confidence is the same thing. If they constantly see their parents saying, oh, I don't want to look and be in this picture, I don't look good, or, you know, I don't want to start a business, I'm too afraid, I don't know if I can make it, or I'm concerned what so-and-so thinks. If we're constantly exhibiting self-doubt, our children will inevitably take that on. So I think it's really important to be honest and communicate effectively with your kids and work on your own confidence first and foremost, because what you exhibit is what they will ultimately start mirroring at some point.
Wow, that's a great answer. It's a great answer. Heather, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to get into your podcast, Creating Confidence, okay?
Sure.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Heather, we are back. Okay, so I want to take this way, 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 way back into how did you first discover the medium of podcasting?
Well, so when I had gotten fired, I wrote and self-published my first book, Confidence Creator, and then I was Googling what are different ways to promote it. And the first one that I found was speaking engagements. But after that, I found podcasting was another great way to sell books and market yourself. So I started pitching myself like crazy to every different podcaster I could, every different company that, you know, had podcasters, and trying to find ways for me to bring unique value to their different audiences. And so first I started going on smaller shows, and then I started going on much larger shows. And ultimately, I went on The Lady Gang in Los Angeles a year ago. It was probably a year ago. And that's when another podcasting company noticed me and said that they would love to do a show and launch a show with me. And just like that, it happened. It definitely wasn't a strategic plan. It was something I kind of fell into.
Yeah. So for folks who are listening to the podcast right now, give me the elevator pitch for Creating Confidence.
So creating confidence came from the way that I came up with a concept for it is, you know, I get DMs from people all the time. And one of the ways that I can respond to them now is through my podcast. So my podcast is essentially, there's three parts. The first part of it is me explaining the challenges that I'm going through as an entrepreneur, as a new podcaster, as an author, as a speaker, as a human being in coronavirus times. And I talk about how I'm managing my challenges, how I'm overcoming things, and how I'm creating confidence in myself and in my home. Then the middle portion of my podcast is interviewing one of my fantastic guests. I've had the most unbelievable guests on my show, and learning from them, how are they overcoming adversity? How are they creating confidence in themselves? And how are they chasing down their passion and their dreams? And the wrap-up portion of my show is I answer the DMs and emails I get from my listeners each week that they submit to me.
Yeah, you mentioned guests you've had on your show. Give me a few guests that you've had.
Well, my first show was Gary Vaynerchuk, which I'm sure everybody knows. He was definitely not an easy get. He's not easy to land as a potential guest, but he was a fantastic one. I've had Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing. I've had Caitlin Bristow from The Bachelorette. I've had Jesse Itzler and Sarah Blakely. And just this week, I'm dropping a new episode with the comedian Nikki Glaser. So I've been really blessed to have fantastic people on the show.
And tell me, out of all the amazing guests you've had on your show, was there one in particular who surprised you the most?
They're all so different. I'm trying to think. I really hit it off with Ed Mylett, who is just a really fantastic guy and had such a strong message that was really comforting to people. And I got tremendous feedback on that episode. So that was definitely one of the ones that caught my attention as well. This one's really special.
You know, one thing that I love about podcasting, and I'm sure you do as well, is that it allows you to be a voice for something that you really, really care about or you're really passionate about. Like, I love podcasts. I love podcasters. And so I have a podcast about podcasts and podcasters. It allows people to see me in a different light. It's a great way to rebrand yourself. But you have a podcast about confidence. You know, obviously, some days, I think I'm a very confident person, but there are some days when I don't feel confident. When you're having a shaky moment, how do you get yourself back on your feet and motivated to keep going?
Well, I've learned to celebrate that whenever I am challenged and not feeling confident, that means I'm growing. I have the potential to grow. So one of the things I share in my TED Talk is fear is a green light that means go and go faster. And when you choose to see that a little differently, you can realize that you're about to step into something that is going to be a growth mechanism for you and really start you on a whole new trajectory. And that's really exciting. So it's about a personal choice to say, instead of feeling, oh gosh, I'm feeling insecure, this is awful, instead celebrating that and saying, oh my gosh, I'm getting insecure, I'm doing something scary, this is so fantastic, I'm about to do something huge.
And Heather, for folks who are going to go listen to your podcast, Creating Confidence, what do you want them to walk away from? Like, what's your underlying message that with every episode you're looking to drive home for your listeners?
That there's always solutions. You know, we've got to stay more focused on the solutions and the obstacles in front of us, and that nobody out there has it easy. You know, a lot of times people will see a picture of me on social media and think, oh yeah, she can do it. But the reality is what you're going to hear on the show and you're going to learn is my life has a million different challenges and my guests have a million different challenges, just like you do. And each week we're on solving what solution we're going to come up with this week to overcome them.
And along your podcast journey, what have you learned from having your own show that you didn't know or knowledge you didn't have before?
You know, one of the things that I've learned is you can be good at a lot of things and not even be aware of it. You know, I was in corporate America, like I said, for 25 years, leading sales teams and leading organizations. And I just assumed that that was all I'd be good at. You know, I had no idea when I flipped a mic on in Gary Vaynerchuk's office the first day if it was going to go well or not. But the feedback's been amazing. My reviews are unbelievable. And it makes me so excited and hopeful that you just never know what new thing you can find that when you take a chance on it and go for it might actually work out fantastic.
Wow. Well, Heather, we've come to a point in the show called our Podcaster's Picks. Now, this is when I ask the guests of today's show to provide me with their top three favorite podcasts that they enjoy that we should be listening to and describe them to the audience. So, Heather, take it away.
Sure. One of them that I absolutely love, and I loved this show before I met him, before I had him on my show, before he had me on his, is Gary Vaynerchuk, The Audio Experience. I absolutely love that show. It's so good, and he's really, really funny and in your face, which I think is fantastic. I love David Meltzer's show with Entrepreneur. It's all about business and how to find ways to get ahead. I was a guest on his show, and he was a guest on my show as well. And then Ed Mylett's podcast is just fantastic. I haven't been on his show yet, but he was on my show, and it's such an uplifting podcast.
And Heather, before we get out of here, why do you podcast?
I podcast because my audience asked me to. And now that I flipped the mic on and tried it, I absolutely love it. It's so much fun. It brings so much joy into my life. And I love getting the questions from my listeners and getting the chance to answer them live on the show.
Well, Heather Monahan, thank you so much for being a guest on OPP. I'm a big fan of you, big fan of Creating Confidence. And everyone, please go also check out her book, Confidence Creator, which is online as well. Go get that book. Heather, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of OPP. And to our special guest, Heather Monahan. You can find her amazing podcast, Creating Confidence, on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. This episode was mixed by Compost Media Flow. Music for this episode was produced by Richie Quake. And are you down with OPP? If so, check out my website, opp.news, for the latest in podcast industry news, podcast reviews, and our latest exclusive interviews. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter as well. Well, I'm your host and editor-in-chief of opp.news, Corey Cambridge. Signing off. Till next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.